simultaneous evidence of edge collapse and hub filament configurations. A rare case study of a giant molecular filament G45.3+0.1, by N.K. Badari et al. We study multi-wave length and multi-scale data to investigate the kinematics of molecular gas associated with the star-forming complexes G045.49+004, G45E, and G045.14+014, G45W, in the Aquila constellation. An analysis of the FUGIN-13CO(1:0) line data unveils the presence of a giant molecular filament, GMFG45.3+0.1, length approximately 75%, mass approximately 1.1 times 10 to the 6 mSin, having a coherent velocity structure at 53.63 km/s1. The GMFG45.3+0.1 hosts G45E and G45W complexes at its opposite ends. We find large-scale velocity oscillations along GMFG45.3+0.1, which also reveals the linear velocity gradients of -0.064 and +0.032 km/s1 PC1 at its edges. The photometric analysis of point-like sources shows the clustering of young stellar object, YSO, candidate sources at the filament's edges where the presence of dense gas and HII regions are also spatially observed. The Herschel continuum maps along with the CHIMS-13CO(3:2) line data unravel the presence of parsec-scale hub filament systems, HFSs, in both the sites, G45E and G45W. Our study suggests that the global collapse of GMFG45.3+0.1 is N-dominated, with addition to the signature of global non-isotropic collapse, GNIC, at the edges. Overall, GMFG45.3+0.1 is the first observational sample of filament where the edge collapse and the hub filament configurations are simultaneously investigated. These observations open up the new possibility of massive star formation, including the formation of HFSs. This was simultaneous evidence of edge collapse and hub filament configurations. A rare case study of a giant molecular filament G45.3+0.1, by N.K. Badari et al.